During our trip to Newton County, we set up camp inside the Ozark Cafe. Located in the heart of Jasper on the downtown square, the cafe has been feeding locals and tourists alike since 1909. When you first pull back the screen door and step into the restaurant, you'll notice walls completely covered in photographs and old newspaper articles. One of the smiling faces that might greet you on any given day is that of Tucker Olson, a waiter who's been working at the historic cafe for almost 2 years.
It's a step back in time. You know, you come in, and while you're waiting for your food, you've got all the entertainment looking at just the pictures and the pictures on the tables, and, you know, great service. We do really have a great wait staff here and a great kitchen. We get the food out fast, and it's tasty. Can't beat it.
Several of the photos adorning the walls, many of them black and white, belong to local residents.
Almost every one of them is local. Actually, I'd venture to say pretty much every one of them is local to at least, you know, close to this area. Donated by a lot of people from the area. We started out with only a few of them, and as people saw them go up, they started bringing in their own home photos. We copied them and put them up. And we've got plenty more to put up. We've got a lot.
The Ozark Cafe, which is now owned by Tim and Mona Ray, has had about 11 sets of owners since its inception. The history of the cafe's ownership can be traced by looking at the menu. The history of the area can be learned by gazing at the photos on the wall. It's an impressive collection of pictures, but you can't help but wonder why so many people chose to share their memories with the restaurant.
Well, because the Ozark Cafe, I mean, heck, now it's been here 102 years, going on 103, and it's just a staple of, you know, it's right the hub of Jasper, and people just want to be part of the history of it, something that's been going on that long and will continue to.
The walls of the cafe's second dining area are also completely covered, but instead of photographs and newspaper articles, you'll find a random array of items. A chair, an old soda bottle, and a sign from the defunct Dogpatch Amusement Park are among the memorabilia hanging from the walls and the ceiling. The cafe is also attached to Pizza on the Square. The Ozark Cafe's menu, which resembles a folded newspaper, does not feature pizza, but it is incredibly varied. The breakfast menu features typical morning dishes like eggs, hash browns, and pancakes. The lunch and dinner menu includes a variety of salads, sandwiches, steaks, pastas, and burgers. One of the more interesting concoctions listed is the deep-fried burger.
Yeah, we're in the South. Deep-fry everything. Isn't that the rule?
Olson says he sees a great mix of people step through the cafe's doors. Visitors come to the area for a variety of reasons, such as visiting the Buffalo River or driving their motorcycles along the highway. Some of them, Olson says, come from faraway places just to visit the restaurant. He praises the cafe's quality of food and notes that the menu does change from time to time, which keeps him on his toes.
He changes it probably, I don't know, every 3 or 4 months. Adds a couple new things in there, takes some off, you know, depending on how they're doing.
Why is that?
Just keeping it new and interesting. You know, you don't want the same old thing. I think that's why people come back, is because there's something they've never heard of or some twist on something.
One of the newer additions to the menu is the meatball.
We've got, you know, a couple favorites, but we've got, you know, a couple burgers that nobody's heard of. We've got a new one called the meatball that is huge. It's a mega meatball, and it's a full pound of meat stuffed inside a burger, and it's quite a challenge to eat. I think that's why a lot of people get it, is they see that it's huge and they try it out.
Another one of the cafe's interesting creations is the Excalibur.
Well, we've also got a great group of climbers around here, some world-class climbing, and when you get done climbing, you've got to have that protein. So they thought they'd get as much as they could, so they wanted to get 2 grilled cheeses instead of a bun, and then stick a sandwich patty, you know, put a half-pound beef patty in there with cheese and all the fixings, and do it. So we did, and we put it on the menu, and it's huge, and it actually sells quite a bit. It's one of those challenge items.
He notes that it's not an official food challenge that will earn the diner a shirt or a free meal. It's just a personal challenge for some to try the sandwich. It's the mix of unique food and varied customers that Olson thinks will keep the Ozark Cafe around for a long time.
Why it stopped now? Because it's always given great food, you know, at great prices. And like I say, everybody can find something they want here, which is really nice. And it's right on Highway 7, which is a really well-traveled road, and people keep returning.
More information is available at thefrontporchinn.net.
Hey.